Тесто, тесто. You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. Oh, I thought we were going to lose it today. I checked in and wasn't working. So I had to do a little finagling and do a little reloading and some other things. And lo and behold, it's working now. This newfangled, I tell you, without it, what would we do? You know, the Holy Spirit talks to us all. You got to open up the channel. Can't do it without a modem. You know that, don't you? Before the Holy Spirit can talk to you, you got to have a modem. It's free, actually. But not to dehumanize it. A modem to talk to God is only through Jesus Christ. Literally. Now, how he does that is through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in touch in that God particle that's in all of us. But family, you got it, but you got to activate it. Where'd that come from? You got to activate it, and you activate it through the Holy Spirit. The God particle is activated through the Holy Spirit, so Jesus Christ can say, "Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do." All the good deeds in the world you do, you can be the nicest person in the world, just drip with honey. It's not going to get you in heaven. We're born sinners. We live sin. If you've told your child there's Santa Claus, is there a Santa Claus? How about Easter Bunny? How about Tooth Fairy? No. That's a lie. So we minimize it by saying, well, God's got a sense of humor. He knows. No. Christmas is a pagan holiday. It's covered over with Christian flavoring. Easter is pagan. It's confirmed by the King James Bible in Acts 12, verse 4. Easter is a pagan holiday. I'm leading up to something here for today's broadcast. And it's a fact, too, by the way. The Bible itself confirms that there's no holy day except for the Sabbath. But even Jesus Christ then, when he died and rose again on the cross, and rose again as our Savior, he fulfilled the Sabbath. Through him, he is the Sabbath day. One day a week, you can pick any one you want. Whatever day you're off or whatever day you want to dedicate to him, don't have to be a Sunday. Doesn't have to be a Saturday. It's whatever day you pick, but that day is for him, whatever day it is. That's the new covenant. You're not under the law. Ten Commandments still apply, of course. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. I can't fulfill the law, not abolish it. I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. Jesus Christ is that fulfillment. You see, that's how it really works. Religion was created to control people. Religion was created, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Mithranet, whatever, it doesn't make Judaism, it don't make one lick of difference. What ism or ist or Christianity or whatever it is, all religions are corrupted beyond imagination, all of them. And different ones have different flavors and different closest to God, but not cutting the mustard. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. He's not about any religion. Oh, how dare you say that? Really? So then you say, well, I'm a Christian. Uh-huh. Well, I have to ask you then, what sort of Christian are you? You a Mormon? Well, you believe that you're going to inherit a planet? Is that the Christian you are? Or you're Jehovah's Witness, where your Savior is nothing more than a prophet. So, continue. You're a Baptist, First Baptist, that says that in this church, unlike the cornerstone on the other side, we believe, you see, we believe, that you have to be dunked in water and baptized, or you're not saved and you're going to hell. Well, that's not true. And the other one says, well, you must speak in tongues, or you're going to hell. You're not, you don't have the Holy Spirit. You can't babble, 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 lickety-split, la-da-da-da, whatever they do in speaking tongues, which is nonsense. It was spoken back then, yes. Today, no. Because you have to be able to have an interpreter with it. And the Bible confirms this in 1 Corinthians. It confirms that you must have an interpreter. And the speaking in tongues, back in the days when the Pentecost, speaking in tongues, it was me speaking English or Hebrew or whatever it was, Aramaic, and the person in that other village that wasn't speaking my language could understand what I was speaking without taking a course in that language. It was automatically, it was what the Holy Spirit gave them that ability. That's speaking in tongues. That's the real one. And the other speaking in tongues is when they speak and he has an interpreter. What they're speaking today is just babble, 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 and nobody knows what the dickens they're saying, and it scares the dickens out of new people. They're out of there because I don't know what they're saying. And everybody says, well, we're speaking to the Holy Spirit through God's language, and nobody knows what anybody's speaking, so don't do the church any good. Well, they're speaking the demonic language, and they don't know it. Because that's not how God works. The Bible confirms what I'm telling you. Religion was created... Christianity was created in 325 A.D. Being a Christian, there wasn't Christianity before then. There wasn't a religion except the pagan religions, Mithranism, Shamanism, Zoroastrianism, paganistic. But being a Christian was just that, a Christ follower. No religion. So religion was created to control, start wars, steal money. And the Vatican did really good at that. As a matter of fact, as I said before, the Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people. in the 600-year period between 1200 and 1800 AD. Your church, the Vatican, murdered just in the Inquisition. That's not counting the wars the Jesuits started. That's not counting St. Bartholomew Massacre in the 16th century, where they murdered 100,100 people in 1 week in France. And then they targeted England. Big mistake. Because God knew what they were going to do. And after they destroyed and killed all those people in France, St. Bartholomew Massacre, and the Vatican targeted England, the Church of England, to bring it under the Roman Catholic doctrine. Big mistake. Because God had planned all along to have King James to be the king, the benevolent king. Absolutely. To bring in the King James Bible, his only true word on the face of this planet. It was taken, they picked up 5,000 documents from Antioch and other places and brought them all together in 1604. 1605, they began doing it. Three different locations had criteria. And the only thing that happened, the only snafu, was two little cockroach Jesuits infiltrated in there at that time. You heard me right. With a nefarious agenda to see what they could do to stop it. Because of the controls that King James had over the three locations, he put guards to watch very carefully. He was very careful in making sure God's holy word was properly translated. And they were loyal to the king, and the king is loyal to God. The only king in the history of mankind, literally. And the only queen was Queen Victoria. Were godly king and queens. That's it. All the rest of them, up till today, are nothing but Luciferians and murderers. Every single one of them. And God used the only benevolent one in history to bring his holy word to mankind in English from Greek. Because you see, the task of constructing the Bible fell upon the Gentiles because the Jews failed when the 12 tribes, 10 tribes were scattered. They know where they are, actually. They're not lost. And two tribes fought for 200 years. And they lost the assignment to bring God's word to mankind. So it fell upon the time of the Gentiles. And the times of the Gentiles fell to the Greek. And the Greek fell to English. The I became J, and you have Jesus, not Jesus, but Jesus, as written in English, which just happens to be a universal language. Imagine that, huh? It will go back to Hebrew. It will go back to the Jerusalem when Jesus Christ takes the throne of David. And that's not until after Armageddon. And then we'll end the time of the Gentiles. Now, the fake Jews that they have in Israel today, they're not Jews. Those Ashkenazi, synagogue of Satan, Star of David, is a hexagram for witchcraft. Like our stars and stripes, the star is a pentagram. The real Jews will take over, but Jews and Gentiles are grafted together as one. Won't need the time of Jews, won't need the time of Gentiles, because we're all one now. But it's not time yet. So, that being said, the only true word of God you have on the entire face of this planet, with evidence, and historical evidence at that, that the Vatican hates, the fake Jews in Israel hate, pagans hate, witchcraft hates, lukewarm Christians don't like neither, is the King James Bible. It was held in the Alps for hundreds of years during the Dark Ages. That's why it was called, that's the reason it was called Dark Ages. Because God's word was hidden from mankind, and they used the corrupted versions at the Vatican from the 2nd century, 2nd or 3rd century. And before that, it was the disciples themselves writing it, collecting it at Antioch. Before that was Jesus walking the earth. Before that was Moses, the five books of the Torah. That's all, just the five books. The half of the Torah or so. The first five books, it's called the Old Testament. And that was dictated from God directly to Moses. There's no in-between there. So that means the King James Bible, being the Holy Word of God, transcribed, translated perfectly, taken from copies of the scrolls that were meticulously copied in Antioch in the first century, from the actual disciples, from Jesus to the disciples, Holy Spirit to the disciples, God to Moses. Being that's the Word of God, that means it makes the King James Bible literally the oldest book on the face of this planet. Oh, by the way, I didn't finish the story about, and I'll dedicate the broadcast here as I do, about the two little old Jesuits that infiltrated into the King James 47 translators. They succeeded only in convincing the completion committee of sort in 1610, 1611. They convinced them they couldn't do anything else to the Bible because you had three different locations, and they went over the scriptures 14 times in the three different locations. So there's no way that the Jesuits could corrupt it. And they were watched. They didn't know they were Jesuits at the time. And the Vatican not only tried to invade England before, and the ships were sunk by a storm, 197 ships from Spain, their armada, didn't make it to England. There's a lot of widows and a lot of unhappy people because they never came back. And then they tried to kill King James twice at least. It all failed. The two Jesuits only succeeded in convincing the committee, see, they didn't know they were Jesuits at the time, to include the Apocrypha junk, in the middle of the two testaments as historical gap-filling guide. Then in 1885, the committee said, what's this doing here? Get it out, because it's not God-inspired. So they took out that nonsense called the Apocrypha. And the Septuagint never made it. It's junk, too, created by Origen in the 3rd century. He put together the Apocrypha and the Septuagint very cleverly. That became part of the Roman Catholic Bible. That's what really happened, you see. So they got rid of that Apocrypha nonsense. So then the Bible, after 1885, became the pure King James. And then Cambridge today has the pure Word of God. The Thompson chain of the King James is counterfeited. Several others are counterfeited in very subtle ways. Westcott and Hort, two Freemasons, of course. And they were also two warlocks, by the way. Oh, yeah. In the 1890s, 1870s, 1890s. Corrupted the Bibles by coming up with new, up-to-date standard versions, which are all totally corrupted. New American Standard comes from it. ESV, New King James later. Each one's got a date in the 20th century. It's all junk. The King James stands alone, and that can be proven. Denial of it, don't change a thing. You can run away from it. You can say, well, I just love it's easier to read the others. Yes, easier to read because they changed the words, which changed the meaning. They removed hundreds of verses from the Bibles that we have today. The King James got them all. If you take the time to research it and find out, you might teach your preacher something. Because the preachers are liars, man. They're pushing this NIV junk. They're pushing the New King James Bible, which is missing 100,000 words. They're pushing the NASB, ESV, every Bible except the King James. And I've found that the ones using the King James, they're starting to twist the scriptures around. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. They got Jesuits in the belfry acting as Baptist ministers. They're sneaky. And the Freemasons make sure the good ministers stay on track with the corrupted manifesto. or they'll lose their jobs. If you'd shut down your Freemasons and set them right, tell them to repent and get out of that stupid lodge, they might save their soul. Otherwise, they're going to hell because they took a blood oath against mankind. And all the good deeds in the world is not going to get them out of it. Good deeds don't count a thing unless you renounce that blood oath, take Jesus as Savior, and deliver your home from the evil you brought to it by becoming a Freemason. Otherwise, your good deeds are working against you because you're doing it to hide the nefarious agenda that the 33rd degree Freemasons, they know about. You Blue Lodge guys, you don't know about it. That they worship Lucifer. Lucifer is Satan in the same. And this is an absolute fact, morals and dogma. Albert Pike confirms it. Now that's what I'm saying. That's my piece today. It's not my broadcast, but something I had to say. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get going here. We've got a lot to talk about today, and I got a whole bunch of news to put out to you that I'm going to show you what's behind the news, the truth behind the news. Because they got so much nonsense going on today, it's ridiculous. And everybody's pushing it too. Well, I'm going to expose as much as I can the rest of this week, as I started yesterday. I shall continue. Lord, we thank you today for, Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we dedicate this program, Father, to your service. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have for this network that you gave us. Lord, through the ways you gave it to us is miraculous. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have in our own network. Father, we do thank you that we can share the gospel. That, Father, you can teach us. And, Father, that those that listen have their own thoughts and their own discernment and wisdom, Father, that you bring to them. And, Father, we all share it. As, Father, we head toward that time that when Jesus comes back. That, Father, we have a work we have to do. And, Father, we do thy will, not our own, be done. But, Father, thy will be done. And, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. And, Lord, we thank you for the Bible, the King James Bible, that your holy word that you put in our hands. Father, we ask you that you bless us today. Forgive us of our sins. We lay them before you, Lord, and bring them to you. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, to take away that spirit of this suicide that's coming up today. Father, to take those thoughts out of the minds of those military and those non-military, Father, that have these thoughts of suicide that's going on in a rapid pace. And Father, even the children, that's why we pray that, Lord, your Holy Spirit will touch the hearts of these families, that, Father, they can see the signs and witness to their children, witness to their family members, witness to those returning veterans. That, Father, we know the ones that returning veterans is being orchestrated, it's being planned, these suicides by technology and drugs that's being pumped in their bodies. Lord, we know the takedown of America has begun. And, Father, many of those in America don't know. In Europe and in other parts of the world, we know that the New World Order is setting up. Father, we know it's Luciferian. Father, we need an awakening to happen. And we pray for an awakening of the churches, first and foremost. And using the churches, Lord, to bring acknowledgement to the people about what's really going on, how Lucifer is orchestrating this New World Order and his plans. And, Father, to bring out the watchman. And, Father, to give courage to those men of God that's supposed to be teaching and preaching, Lord, that you give them courage to step away from the controls they're in and start preaching the true word. And all these things we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, I was wondering there for a little while, by the way. Whether or not we're going to have a broadcast today, because I wasn't sure what it wasn't working. And the had to be what they call reset or reloaded or something, I don't know what. Anyway, I finally figured it out after I sent a request to have it fixed. They said, well, reload the thing. I said, reload it? See, I'm not one of these computer guys, you know, so I got to improvise. And so I reloaded it. Well, you know, when they say reload, I think a gas-operated magazine-fed shoulder weapon, you just lock and cock it, and reload. Lock and load. Already on the right and already on the left. But to reload one of these computers, I'm like, well, what button do you push? Yeah. In any case, I want to start bringing up to you the news. Hey, look, I got tons of news. I got like 200 pages. I'm going to expose, man. I'm going to expose every darn bit that I can today. And I'm going to see where God takes me on this one. I mean, that's really, I have to tell you. I'm not one that says, well, God told me to tell you this, and I'm giving prophecy about that. I just don't talk like that much. It's not my way. But I have to tell you, some of my broadcasts, most of it's not planned at all. And I talk off the top of my head, and I pull out some dialogue from this expert and dialogue from that, and I add my own knowledge in, and that's how my podcasts all work. I just go with the flow, you know. I don't have this script where I'll read it here. That's too constricting. So, that being said, I was looking yesterday at the news, and I'm like, my gosh. I was talking yesterday. Okay, well, here we go. Yesterday, I was talking about the money in your bank account was stolen this morning, is what they said. All right, now hold 1 second. I have to, 1 second here, hold on. Yeah, too short to have music, and almost too long to be short. So anyway, back to it. Sorry about that. I had to fix something. The money situation, the financial situation, has been controlled since all the way back. Listen now. Of course, if you're listening to the broadcast, you would be listening, wouldn't you? But in any case, with those moods today, they've used the monetary financial situation, which is one of the what they call the Ashram Rays, to control this world. And in America, it began with that Revolutionary War. And they always put you under bondage to control every country. They have to put you under bondage. Now, I'm not going into details on that right now. We all think, from this history, that we fought the Revolutionary War for liberty. That's total nonsense. I explained yesterday what we really fought the Revolutionary War for. And the technique that the Illuminati, Jesuits, the Vatican uses to control people was to set up wars. And when you have to fight a war, let me tell you, you don't do it for free. You need loans. You need money. Why? Well, beans, band-aids, and bullets. You can't fight a war without beans, band-aids, and bullets. Food, medical, and weapons. And let me tell you, slingshots don't get it. All right, so that being said, and bows and arrows, no, don't have time to make them. So you have weaponry, even back in Revolutionary War, that required money. And people that fight need to get fed. And then when they get fighting and getting fed, they get killed and they get injured and all kinds of things. You need medical. Okay, so it takes money. So where's the money coming from? London. in England. And the Rothschilds, that were German, by the way, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, changed their name to Rothschild to give it a Jewish flavor to it. German and Jewish, synagogue of Satan. And German and Italian, Roman, absolutely. So they had the money, but really, you know who controls the money? Aye, laddies, the Irish do. Yeah, the Knights Templar. They control the money undercover, totally, for the Knights of Malta. Those murderers. And the Jesuits. The Knights Templar, they're Irish, control the money. Yeah, anyway, so, that being said, they set us up with a war that didn't have to happen. I explained that yesterday, the trick that they used. And, you know, if you want to get the story, just go back to yesterday's broadcast. And so they got the money, the loan, to fight the war. And by 1783, it looked like we won, which we didn't. But we won the battles afterwards. In the beginning of it, we'd get our butts kicked. And by the way, when you wear a red coat in the red coats in the forest, doesn't match too well with the forestry, don't it? Huh? They wanted their people killed. They wanted them shot. They wanted to look like they're going to lose. And we might have won the battles in every war. Some of them we lost, but what was done behind the scenes was to grant us a loss and not a win, unknown to the American people. So 1783, it appeared we won, but we didn't. They signed the Paris Peace Treaty, made King George Prince. King George was made Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. Our Freemason legislators and leaders just signed us over to be a corporation under the monarchy all along. Didn't tell the American people that. With a 70-year bank cycle as planned all along. Every war. Now, why would you get someone to say, we're going to fight for freedom? No, we're going to fight for putting us in a debt. We're going to fight so we can lose. Yay! That wouldn't work, would it? I mean, would that work? Would you fight so we could put ourselves in debt? Well, that's what happened. So would you fight for that? Now, that's really not a silly question, because the obvious answer is no. So how did they sell it to the American public? To fight was to fight for freedom. That was the lie all along. And this is absolute fact. Because it's a technique used by the hierarchy. You see, Napoleon Bonaparte, between 1769 and 1821, Napoleon, he was part of the Illuminati. You know what he said? Quote, "History is a set of lies agreed upon. Agreed upon by those in power circles," unquote. Napoleon ought to have known he was a Freemason. That's why Napoleon put his little hand inside his coat. That's called the hidden hand. That's correct. Isn't that something? Now, you know that Lincoln and JFK were not Freemasons. You won't catch them in pictures with their hand hidden in the coat. It's a sign I'm a Mason. Get my picture taken. Smile. Your own candid masonry. Yeah. Well, here's a technique that they use. Watch what happens. Man, your head clicks, clicks, clicks. It's got all this stuff going on in your head. You're trying to get it out to people. Wow. Look here. You remember the pharaohs? The pharaohs, the bubbleheads, you know? Pharaohs that had the bubble head hidden with that stupid-looking helmet thing they had, the pharaohs of Egypt. Well, family, they were hiding a big old head. I call them bubble heads. And they're Nephilim. They're hybrids of the fallen angels and man. Happened before the flood, happened after the flood. And the leaders of mankind after that, from Nimrod on, were pharaohs of Egypt, were recipients of the knowledge of the pagan religions and alchemy and all this human sacrifice and all this stuff was passed on through the generations after Nimrod. The pharaohs were hybrids. The Old Testament, before the flood, called them the sons of God, took the daughters of men and created men of renown. Well, after the flood, men of renown were the pharaohs. Again, they came back, the second wave of them, fallen angels. And a copper-based DNA, opposed to human carbon-based DNA, had different DNA because they came from fallen angel fathers. Demons, actually, in physical form. If your preacher has a problem with that, oh, please, tell him to give me an email. I will set him straight. It's not a problem. They try to tell you that the sons of God were the sons of Seth. That's impossible. But in any case, moving on. So the DNA manipulation created the pharaohs that were in control of mankind throughout that period of time called the times of the pharaohs. That's appropriate. So here's what happened, like a chess move. The pharaohs migrated toward the end of their reign to Europe and procreated. Uh-huh. And that became the royal families of today. The blue bloodline, blue, copper blue bloodline, a different DNA. Now, in the meantime, came the Caesars, and the jobs of the Caesars was to wipe out those that are Christians. Not Christianity, wasn't created yet, but Christians, those who worship this God that they hated, was to wipe them out and start killing them off. That's where the Colosseums came from. In what was called blood sports. Real blood sports. Nothing's changed, family. They have it today. Called mixed martial arts, football, wrestling. That's called blood sports in the Iron Mountain Report in 1966 to control people. Oh, these are all facts I'm telling you now. This is not speculation. So go back to Colosseums. That was what the Colosseums were all about, to kill off the Christians. Christianity was, you know, was later. That's what the Vatican created, Christianity, but I'll tell you why. So round up the Christians, man. Kill them. Feed them to lions. Put them on these crosses. Watch them squirm and wiggle. Then we'll go there on Sundays or Mondays or Saturdays, whatever, and watch this blood and carnage. Mommy, are we going to see the Christians die today? Sure, honey, we'll go. We haven't been in a week. Let's go. Oh, goody. That's kind of how it was. But it didn't work out the way they'd planned. Because around the 4th century, hundreds of years of massacring Christians, you'd think people would not want to be Christians anymore, right? Well, it didn't work that way. It worked opposite. People in the stands, the Romans, were converting. They were saying, look here, why? How are these people dying? And one dies, gets eaten up, and messed up. Oh, gosh, gooey. And somebody else just pops his place, praising this God they claim is their God. This Savior, what's going on? It's around the 4th century. 2nd, 3rd century, thereabouts. Even had a Roman legion commander that would feed the Christians to the lions. He was so amazed, astounded, and touched by their going into the Colosseum. This is all documented, by the way, in history. That he took off his armor and joined them because of the faith that they had for their God. He wanted part of that. Isn't it amazing how the Holy Spirit moves? How God works? So they brought in this pagan by the name of Constantine. Said, man, we can't beat this. So let's join them. So what they did was in 313 A.D., at the bridge of something another. I forgot the name of the bridge. I don't remember. The battle of this bridge. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you the name of the bridge battle right now. But anyway, He defeated Maxentius in 313 A.D. with a smaller force, no less, and Constantine took over Rome. He became the Bishop of Bishops. He became the Summus Pontifex, and in 325 A.D., he formed the Council of Nicaea, and that's when Christianity came into being. Officially. The first century was started emerging, but it was made official in 325 A.D. at the Council of Nicaea. Now, that's when the Vatican became predominant. A touchy-feely kind of Vatican. To pull them in. So they created a religion for the Christians, called it Christianity. So they could control the Christians. And it worked perfectly. Until such time that they started the Inquisition to start killing them again. You see how it worked? I'm leaving out a whole lot right here because I don't have time to go into all the. I'm just giving you the general overview of how it really worked out. And of course, you know the rest of the story. Now, the point is, during the time of the Caesar, and we're going back to what I was talking about now, about fighting for freedom, when really he was fighting so the Illuminati could set up a bank situation to put that colony, which we still are today, into a debt situation to control it. That was the whole purpose of every single war we've ever been in since 1700s until today has always been to control the population by money. Money was just simply one part of the control, though. Not for the money. They owned the money anyway. It was the money to control the people, but to also maintain control of the nation. But they couldn't let the people know this. So here's how they do it. And they have done it since Julius Caesar. Since the Caesars. Now you see why I talked about the Caesars. And I'll tell you why. Quote. Yes, quote. Beware the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizens into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism, indeed, a double-edged sword. It emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fever pitch, and the blood boils with hate, and the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizens. Rather, the citizens, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights under the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, and I am Caesar. Unquote. Edward Bernays, in the early part of the 20th century, for World War I, coined the phrase, fight for freedom. And they come up with an Uncle Sam photo picture. Churchill and J.P. Morgan orchestrated the murder and death of 1,201 lives on board the Lusitania to justify and anger Americans and Europeans to go to war. They needed the false flag to make us angry, to tick us off, to support the war. And I can give you evidence because determined that the U.S. would be brought into a war in World War I, which is planned in 1871, by the way, by an incident on the sea, work began to plan to do just that. And I quote historian Colin Simpson. He said, and I quote, the Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British Lord First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill. Break. He was a Knight of Malta, just like Jerry Boykin is today, Rick Joyner is today. Look up the list of the Knights of Malta. They're all murderers in one way or another. So anyway, continuing. British Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan, ding, 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 and company. And before it set sail for England, the German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and President Woodrow the Dupe Wilson that it would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Well, Wilson and Bryan did nothing. As the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single escort, British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania. Now a set and duck, it was sunk by 3 German U-boats, and 1,201 innocent lives were lost. And one well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it, quote, "the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas," unquote. Colin Simpson. That's what really happened. The Rockefellers made $200 million in World War I. '18, '19, Treaty of Versailles to break Germany, making it ready for World War II. They knew it was coming because they planned it. And in 1921-22 to around 1927, FDR, his cousin, high-level cousin, Churchill and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor for the same reason. That began the plan for World War II. Another debt cycle, 1929. Family, it's all planned out. You see, now some of you may have found it hard to take, but if you do the research on it, you'll find it to be absolutely true, what I'm telling you. Now, they say the money was stolen. I talked about that yesterday. I gave the quotes. All they're doing at this Brisbane, Australia, this summit, G20, in summary, is making public what they planned and kept secret all along. They didn't steal anything. It was stolen 1913. And in 1920, I read you that quote between Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson, how they set up that scam that kept secret. And now they're making it public, is all the G20 is doing. It's always been that way. Your money's worthless. Because remember I told you yesterday, 1933, FDR took us off the gold standard, which means the money's worthless from 1933 until today. Nothing. Lincoln tried to make it worth something, greenbacks. He got killed for it. JFK was going to make it to silver. He got killed for it. Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was the first president and the only president that ever balanced a budget around 1830s. Now, there's a story behind that. I'm not going to cover it in detail. But Woodrow Wilson was the first president that ever balanced a budget, and he did it on purpose to break the back of the Illuminati, and it worked for a little while. And they tried to kill Andrew Jackson about 2-3 times. One time was 2 muskets, handheld muskets, flintlocks, point blank range, both of them misfired. And old Andrew Jackson, as brash as he was, he beat the guy with his walking cane. But he balanced the budget. Now, when they say that Clinton balanced the budget, is a lie from the pit of hell. That's him lying. He's a Luciferian, just like his partner Carter and Clinton. It is Clinton. And Carter and Reagan and Obama and Bush. FDR, all of them. Don't matter about Democrat, Republican. That's nonsense. They're all in part of this. Every one of them are. Every one of them. Clinton did not balance the budget. Matter of fact, he increased it. You all just wasn't told about it. Matter of fact, I've got a list of 1990s. I'm not going to go over it, but I got a list here. Oh, yeah. Of his plans in the 1995 budget to show he didn't balance a budget. He just increased it in the fiscal year 95 massively. They just lied to y'all. I got a list of everything from community policy, goals 2000, climate change and action plan, NAFTA environmental support, Montreal Protocol. I got the list of what he, fiscal year 94 and how he increased it. He didn't balance it. I got the details here. It lied. But that's here and there. So they're getting ready for something. By them telling you now what they've done means they're heading sooner to the non-currency, the microchip. Oregon immigration vote, a warning for Obama. The immigration has always been a method by which they want to reduce the sovereignty of America. This is part of the strategy. Now, everything I'm going to tell you is not me stretching, grasping for straws, or making something out of nothing. Everything I'm telling you is documented. It is exactly like I'm telling you. And it's working, unfortunately. So the immigration has always been to establish a sovereignty in America to fight the wars. You got to have sovereignty to develop patriotism. And so when they attack, so we can fight each other. But when you attack the United States or any country there, it doesn't make any difference, then you're going to galvanize that country, the blacks and whites and Indians, everybody's going to fight together and go after the enemy on the outside. That's the way it works. It always has worked. Goebbels talked about this. You see, it's always been that way. That's how they galvanize. To get the citizens together, they create a threat. That's how they're going to do this extraterrestrial lie is coming. But here and there. So that's where the Germans came in and the fascists was all that to the threat to galvanize Americans in to go to fight the wars under the pretense of fighting for freedom. But it was always to establish a debt. So that built the sovereignty up. Now they needed that to foment up to World War II. And after World War II, 1945, we didn't go into a new world order as they had planned by 1945, and FDR was a part of this planning. So they had to make do. Oh, that's what happened. Yep. And so they still continued their plans to take down America after 1945. You had to destroy the family to destroy the country. So they found ways to destroy the family. I've talked about that before. And one of the methods by which they were going to do it, besides taking down the families, was to reduce national patriotism. How do you do that? You influx whatever country, don't matter which one it is, in this case us, immigrants that are not loyal to that country. That's how it's done. And you bring them in. How do you bring them in? You cause their country to look bad and America to look good. The American dream. That's always been. Since 1492. To make America the new Atlantis. That has always been the purpose. Sir Francis Bacon was channeled for this. Look it up. America was to become a national, international melting pot. That's always been the purpose. As a matter of fact, a quote from FDR, part of a quote, March 4th, 1939, part of the quote says, "I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible." Now, that's part of a bigger quote. But that was FDR. Now, it's coming out that Nixon and Reagan were also part of this. See, they're starting to let stuff out now. All of them have been part of bringing immigrants in. That's why they made sure the border, Mexico and America, was open. It's always been this way. By design. And it's not just America. Article says, quote, "The Pope says Italy immigrant tensions a social emergency." See, it's every country. You bring in immigrants to reduce the sovereignty and create chaos, which will bring order. You got to have chaos and bring order, and the people will want it. This is how they do it. And every country falls right in the place. Every single time. It always works. It always works. When are people going to learn? When are people going to learn? You get whistleblowers, you get, you know, those who shout to the tops, and if they are significant, they're assassinated. Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. Right now, Satan is allowed to operate, but just for now. That's why this is all going on. What I'm looking for right now is right here. Give you another principle about the immigration, reducing national sovereignty by bringing in non-nationals. And it works that way for every country, every one of them. But America is the main target. Kissinger said, it's the same principle. It's ingenious, really. In 21 May 1991, at a meeting at the Bilderberg in Evian, France, this was transcribed from a tape recording made by one of the Swiss delegates. It follows the same principle in 1991. Kissinger said, and I quote, "Today, Americans would be outraged if U.N. troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they would be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world leaders," unquote. Family, that's yet to come. That's still coming. That's your extraterrestrial threat that they've planned already. But it doesn't have to be that. It could be Nazism, fascism, Zionism. You just name it. They create it. We respond. And they control. It works every time. So the immigration is a method by which they are seeking to reduce national sovereignty so we will accept the New World Order. That's the big picture that people ain't picking up on. So they formed these groups out west. Make a big deal out of it. They make sure the barriers, using those New World Order propagates named by Perry, all the rest of them, that work for the Illuminati, and they lie to their people, like Ventura, like Reagan, like Perry, all the rest of them. Gore, man, just name them. Matter of fact, Romney, well, yeah, that too. Romney and Bush, Kerry, Cheney, you know they're all cousins of the Merovingian bloodline? Did y'all know that? That's amazing, isn't it? So the Oregon immigration, it's all part of this to reduce national sovereignty. And I'll just tell you a quote. Brock Chisholm, look it up yourself. Brock Chisholm, 1948-1953, was director of International United Nations World Health Organization. He was very instrumental in this operation. 1948-1953, see, 3 years after 1945, he said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men, individualism, loyalty to family tradition, yep, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. So they create the religious dogmas to control you. Then it's time to go to a one world government, one world religion, and one world currency to get rid of the religious dogmas. Now that they've used it, you see how it works? That's what they're doing. So this is what the whole plans are. I keep track of this. It's quite amazing, actually. But I don't find it humorous or entertaining at all. So now they got to create a division inside the United States, chaos. And what is that division coming now as? Besides the immigrants. And you got the immigrant. Why in the world would a Middle Easterner want to go to Scandinavia and Norway? I mean, why? There's no reason for it. Unless they're rounded up and told to go there, intermingle with the population, cause trouble, chaos, and they signify, oh, by the way, see, they identify certain cultures and what's going to trick their trigger, what's going to pull their trigger, what's going to cause them to inner fight so you'll have order. So, in America, oh, there's so many, to get the white folk to fight the white folk, I've talked about this before, was to get the issue about tyrannical government and militia patriots to fight each other. So that's white folk fighting white folk. Okay? And let's get the other crew together. Okay? So it'll be the black folk, Ferguson, and the white folk, the police or local Billy Bobs, to go at each other based on an incident that they would orchestrate. That would be Ferguson. So now they got the black on white, as I said before, and they've got the white on white based on not racial, but political. And this is how they're orchestrated. And the Bundys are dirty. They're Illuminati. And on the other side, the police are dirty. They're Freemasons. And the two work together with people around there not knowing they're being jerked around and misled. And they're using their patriotism as a trigger. You got it? So you got people out there innocent that are saying, "I'm going to fight for my country." Yeah, we are too. So y'all come in. They're good speakers. They bring them into a meeting and they rah, rah, rah. Whip them into a patriotic fervor. And on the other side, the people working together, secretly, will say, "We got to stop these Americans, these whiters, these white folk there at the ranchers. They're going to take over." This is how it works. And the police fall for it. The ranchers fall for it. And they got their conflict. And the ones leading it on both sides are working together. Same thing for the black and white issue. Boule Society on the black, Freemasons on the white, at Ferguson. So they formed the KKK, then they formed the Black Panthers and the radicals there to get everybody else all geared up, and they go at each other. And everybody falls for it every time. Hook, line, and sneaker. When y'all going to learn? When y'all going to learn out there? Joint Chief of Staff, your so-called four-star generals, They're laughing all the way to the bank when they go to the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, and they brief them. Council of Foreign Relations, being briefed by the Joint Chief of Staff, they're all traitors. They forgot at one time they were a lieutenant or maybe even a Mustang. They were maybe enlisted and became an officer. They forget about that because that blood oath blinds them with Satan's devices and they get stupid. 4 stars and all, dumb as a rock, because they worship Lucifer. They took a blood oath that's just plain stupid. In case here, where do you control people? School. In this one article, the school ditches a textbook after slavery lesson causes controversy. Unquote. You see how they do it? Now you say, well, Tom, you're cherry picking articles from all over the United States. No, I'm not. You see, these articles, if you do a search on all these articles and the way they control the media, they take one situation in one little school, they take that article, there's an agreement, an announcement secretly to the editors of the major newspapers and internet. Okay, we got this situation here in wherever this one is. School ditches textbook after slavery lesson causes controversy. So they cause that to happen. They write about it, put it in the paper, say, okay, now you'll make it viral. So one little article in Timbuktu, Florida, is going to hit the United States at one time. Boom. Because all the news and media is controlled at the Council of Foreign Relations. So in other words, at the media, at the news, say in from, you know, Texas or California to Minnesota, they're all interconnected. So you'll have them saying the same words throughout the United States on the, this is the ABC News correspondent, saying the same words at the same time. This is such a contrived operation, it's not even funny. So now to develop that chaos, the school ditches a textbook. All of a sudden, the school is what? All of a sudden, why? Why now? Why am I reading it here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, about some school that's gotten rid of textbooks because a slavery lesson has been taught there for 20, 30 years, I guess. Now it's causing controversy because they need it. And then I found another one. Ferguson protesters, the peaceful, the elders, the looters, and the militants. You got to get that racial division up and running to cause that division. And the division, people get tired of it. So they're going to want peace. And they're the ones going to bring you peace. But the peace is only to placate. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Here's an article. This is out of nowhere. Stronger Muslim Faith Worksheet. Question angers North Carolina mom. Oh, yeah. Well, see, how do they control the schools? They control it by the Humanist Manifesto. I told y'all that yesterday. Y'all remember that? Every school. How come people don't argue about this? How come they don't raise Cain about it? Because the schools are connected by the Freemasonry. November 13th, 2014, that was 5 days ago. Sending kids home with stacks of news homework is one way to anger parents if you're a teacher. However, the religious content, not the quantity, of an assignment had one North Carolina mom furious. In one line of this take-home exam of sort, it said, quote, most Muslims' faith is stronger than average Christian. Now, the mother wanted to stay anonymous when she started making complaints. And the station said that assignment came from a public high school just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. And a teacher who handed out started at the school this year. She's brand new. Now, the mother questioned the subjectivity of the assignment and the fact that her child was learning about Islam in the first place. Now, recently, you had a father that was a veteran came to take his child out of school because they were teaching about Islam. The teacher, just like I told y'all one time, the student texts his father, so they're teaching us about Islam. The father said, the heck they are. He came to school to take his kid out. And they banned him from entering the property. See, that's the purpose of putting the police there, is not to protect the school from shooters and terrorists and all that. It's protect the school from the parents when they start this nonsense. That's what's really going on. And they banned him from coming to get his kid. He didn't want him learning about Islam. And rightfully so. And yet they won't let him pray. Family, y'all see what's going on now. Y'all better listen to me. But people are divided now because of the political issues, immigration issues, monetary issues, religious issues, and they keep you all divided. And it works like a charm. When are y'all going to come together? Martin Luther King tried to bring people together. The Pentagon, Jesuits, Freemasons murdered him. JFK tried to bring people together and tried to stop him. The Jesuits, Freemasons, Illuminati murdered him. Same thing for McKinley. Same thing for Malcolm X. You heard me right. Same thing for Bobby Kennedy. Same thing for Lincoln. Every doggone one of them. Now, you Freemasons out there, don't you feel a little bit nervous that you're in an organization that murders people and takes over your own country? What happened to this honorable thing that y'all got going? What's wrong? What's going on there? Is it a double-edged sword or some kind of double standard going on? Y'all better think about what you're doing. Because you're going to stuff it up your stovepipe and you're not going to realize what's happening until it's too late. That's what they plan on doing anyway. Y'all don't know that yet. You see, I'm not funded by anybody. I don't follow any movement, any political agenda. I don't get involved in all that mess. I follow Jesus Christ. And I know his word is contained in the King James Bible. I'm done. That's it. So my mind don't get any more perverted than what it already was with the school. Oh, you don't know about that. Do y'all know about that? The schools that I'm just talking about now, that they've used to control us since the day we were born. Did y'all know that? I talked about this yesterday, about using education by design. And as I do sometimes, I'm kind of putting it together right now as I go along. You know, by you all knowing about this, you know what to pray against. You'll know what not to do, what maybe to do. Because you see, as I read yesterday, I think I'm going to do it again. A humanist, Charles Francis Potter, now listen to this now. He's a humanist back in the 1930s, and he confirms, quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour, once a week, and teaching only a fraction of the children, what can it do to stem the tide of a five-day program of humanistic teaching? And family says humanistic teaching, that's in high school, college, TV, the arts, every bit of it is humanistic. Now, some of y'all may think, well, what's humanistic? What have we been taught all along? What's our children being taught all along with this humanistic education system? It's been since the day we had education. Well, I'll tell you, very quickly. The corrupted education, confirmed, is taught to deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, which was brought to us by the Jesuits and Illuminati, by the way, to create a division, deny the sanctity of individual human life, There comes legislation for abortion, euthanasia. That's all part of this. Every bit of it's part of it. Claim they can only be successful in creating the utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. And they believe, quote, the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain this world peace, unquote. Now, that's what you're being taught in schools today. And I got the evidence. I got the quotes, dates, names. And it's being orchestrated right before your very eyes as we speak today. It always has been. And so they attack all these seven areas I've talked about: religion, finance, education, science, the arts, philosophy, and religion. All of them. And they're in the council's committees to control each one. Here's another one, the news today. And this is the big one. A married Jesus. Here's the best historical evidence, unquote. 14th of November, 2014. Now they're going to start attacking not only the school system, the patriotism and all that. Now they're going after the religion. This is all new. This is all in picking. That's my point here. Now they're showing you that Jesus was married. Oh, here we go. Now it's finally coming out once again. Guess who he married? Mary Magdalene. Did he really marry her? No, he didn't. Has he ever been married? No, nowhere, anywhere. Now, in the Gnostic books of Enoch and Thomas, and those aren't written by the Enoch. There's no book of Enoch written by Enoch. A prophecy talked about in Jude, but not the book of Enoch. Look at it again. You'll not find a book of Enoch in the Bible. Book of Enoch was written in the first century. We got the name of who wrote it, but it wasn't Enoch. Enoch was taken before the flood even. He didn't have time to write an old book. He gave prophecy, but the prophecies that God gave him to give in those days was given to the prophets after the Old Testament also. So Enoch didn't write a book and then get swept up the third generation before the flood. But just the prophecy was carried down by word of mouth. But they got to show you that Jesus was married. And I'll tell you why. First, they'll discredit the Bible. That's a pretty much a no-brainer. The false prophet that's going to appear, that's in the Bible, it's not the Pope. The false prophet is a fallen angel by the name of Sananda Emmanuel, and his angelic name is Raziel. That's who it is. They can take physical form. If your preacher don't understand it, tell him to get in touch with me and I explain it to him. Very easily. His family, when they came on earth, they're not in heaven. They're in maybe the first heaven, but it's a physical world. For them to interact and express, they must have a physical body. Matter of fact, the Bible tells you, entertain strangers unaware, for they may be angels unawares, that God can have them take physical shape and form. Well, when the watchers came down the second wave after the flood, they had to take on physical form to interact with mankind. Well, they intermingled. Their free will, they got just a tad bit lustful. And anytime you have a physical body, with a physical body, one's male, one's female, by the way, not male-male or female-female, it don't work, really. You get a baby. It's called the birds and the doggone bees, all right? It happens every time you go messing around. So, they created this hybrid copper carbon-based DNA being of sort that has special powers, special abilities to be possessed, therefore being possessed in themselves a little bit different than human beings. It's not Outer Limits. It's not Twilight Zone. It is real. It's called Nephilim in the NIV, which is a trashy Bible anyway. But in the King James Bible, they call it giants or men of renown. Now, here's the way they're going to do this. The fallen angel named Sananda Emmanuel, who took physical form, he looks like the Jesus you think is Jesus. His name is Yeshua. This is why they're trying to get everybody across the board to say Yeshua for Jesus, because the fallen angel named Sananda Emmanuel, the wisdom master or whatever, Master Jesus, is going to appear just like you think Jesus should look like in the paintings. Now, the Antichrist is going to have the same blood type as him, because they're going to find it on the artificial Ark of the Covenant and that false shroud. So the blood type, they'll say, like Ron Wyatt, who's fraudulent, the blood dripped down on the Ark and whatever. They took a sample of it. It had the Savior's blood. No, it didn't. It had the blood of Raziel in his physical form. So they're going to say the Antichrist has the same blood type as that of the Sananda. He'll have a physical form and be a human. The false prophet, Sananda. The Antichrist, a bloodline to Merovingian bloodline. Maybe even the tribe of Dan, who knows. And the blood will match the blood samples on the Ark, which will be a fraud. And the shroud, which is a fraud in itself. They'll say, oh, he has the same blood type as Jesus. Well, actually, the Merovingian bloodline is offspring of this one named Sananda and some woman they want to name Mary, protected by the Knights Templar. That's where they think that they are the bloodline of Jesus. So now they're preparing you to say Jesus now was married. Did you know that Leonardo da Vinci was an avatar? So now they bring in him and say, oh, Da Vinci Code. The holy blood, the holy grail. Here we go. Golly Pete, bring in Hollywood. Sensationalism at its really very worst. They will try to tell you that Jesus was married and the Antichrist is his offspring, by using these blood samples. And Mary Magdalene was his mother. That's coming. If that don't discredit the Bible, I don't know what will. Big mistake. And that's what they got planned. Now that's the short of it. That's yet to happen. I hope to talk about this probably, I'm looking at tomorrow, Thursday, to talk about this one in detail about Sananda Emmanuel, who's yet to come. And it's going to be UFOs on steroids. They planned this since 1897. I ain't going to talk about it right now. But I hope either tomorrow or next day, depends where I get, I want to talk in detail about this one named Sananda. You don't need to be prepared for that. Oh, looky here. Look what I found. The school district's decision on religious holidays outrages the community. You know that Maryland, everybody just falling right in line, man. Maryland's largest public school district is facing heavy criticism for changing next year's calendar. It includes no mention of religious holidays, even when schools are closed on those days, and critics say the decision disrespects Christians, Jews, and Muslims, reports CBS News. Muslim families pressed the school district for a day off to celebrate a religious holiday. Instead, they voted to wipe away all religious holidays from a 2015 and 2016 school calendar. Now, other schools will follow suit to that. That's how it's done. So you bring in the immigrants, they change the laws. I saw this happen in Kosovo when I was there 5 years. The Serbs Orthodox Christians had the holidays, had the statues, had a thriving town I was in, Killini. Discos, all kinds of stuff going on. I wasn't there then. I saw when it was torn down, and I had to help them build it back up again after Wesley Powderpuff Clark, Rhodes Scholar, destroyed it. Orders of that wacko Carter at Clinton, they're all the same. Create chaos to bring order. So we bring Mujahideen into the Balkans. We did. With Turkish intelligence, Saudi intelligence, Iranian intelligence, working together to bring the jihad to the Balkans to get rid of the Orthodox Christians, we helped participate that. We used the Muslims who needed the homeland, the Albanians, which I were good friends with them, but they didn't know they were being used by Bush and Clinton, so they held Bush and Clinton as heroes. Tom, you like Clinton? I said, heck no, I don't like Clinton or Bush either one. They said, what? But you're American. I said, yeah, that's why I don't like them, because they're Luciferian. I said, they're lying to you too. I said, they're using you all as pawns in a bigger game. And it worked. I saw the genocide, silent genocide of 1,500 Serbs in my 5 years I was there. American people don't know about it. It was silent. Assassinations and massacres, it was covered over. I was raising as much cane as I could at every meeting I went to at Bonstil, the UN. Sometimes it got so bad if I said, well, I just ain't going to say nothing today. Tom, what you got? I'd shake my head. They said, Tom, I know you got something. Well, okay, since you asked, and I'd unload on them. It became a regular thing in several meetings. And I'd bring up, why are we helping Al-Qaeda? Why are we letting RHIS run free? Why is Al-Haramain, which actually had a place in Oregon, by the way, running free? They're linked to Al-Qaeda. They were banned in Afghanistan. Well, my district, or my region in the eastern side of Kosovo, is running free. And I had a problem with that because I was responsible for the lives of 300 internationals. And I take that serious. That's why my 7-year contract ended up being 5 years. Yeah, and I went public in 2005 against them all. Anyway, so they bring in the Muslims, which, you know, the Muslims, the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood in the 1920s. Albani was a Freemason. Roman Catholicism created Islam as a religion in the 6th century. Oh, yeah, they sure did. And the Vatican trained Muhammad the Prophet from 6 years old to 25 years old. And they arranged a marriage with Muhammad the Prophet, the Vatican did, with a wealthy Arab widow named Qajina. And she was 40 years old, and he was 25. He needed that mother, because they killed his mother when he was 6, and trained him from 6 to 25 years old, and arranged marriage to Qajina to make sure he fulfilled their created religion with the Messiah. This is really what happened. You Roman Catholics didn't know that, did you? Yeah, he sure did. So they're using Muslims. Now, in the southwest of America, it's got to be the white folk and the Mexicans and Indians. In the north of America, our north part of America, USA, it's got to be the blacks and whites. In the south, it's definitely black and whites with some Mexicans mixed in. Then out west, it's got to be white on white, white bread on white bread, with cracker against cracker, and no cheese in the middle. It's got to be, how are they going to do that? Ah, we know how. Let's create a patriotic type of conflict. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they're doing. And every one of these groups are all falling in line like fish on a hook. Veterans fighting veterans because they're on different sides. White veterans fighting white veterans. Black veterans fighting white veterans. And y'all just biting off on it like a fish, hungry fish. Hadn't eaten for a week. So now, intermingle it all in the Midwest, up north, even North Carolina, even Mount Airy. It's going to be Mexicans and whites. Other places, it's going to be Islamic and whites and blacks. And they keep it all moving because they organize extreme organizations and put them in the middle of it to stir up the trouble. Does black Muslims, KKK, Aryan Nation come to mind? How about the Mexicans? Aslan, let's get our land back. See that movement? That's how they do it. It works too. All of you are going to lose because you're fighting each other. But no, go ahead, do it, man. Just wipe each other out, man. White on white, black on black, black on white, Mexican on everybody else, and back and forth. Just go on and do it. And you will be the end of yourselves because you go after each other. When are you going to wake up? And then they could put the icing on the cake. They have the Catholics against the Protestants. And how they did that? They organized the murdering Jesuits since the 16th century and still doing it today. Just as hard as they can go, boy. Buying off on it, hook, line, and sinker. Man, just go for it. Because you only have yourselves to blame. I've said this quote before. I feel like I need to say it again. Quote, Abraham Lincoln, 1860s. He said, and I quote, about the Civil War, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of our noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us." Unquote. Abraham Lincoln. That's 1860s. Charles Quitney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885, page 388. Now, to show you continuity, how about this? Lead it into the Council of Foreign Relations. Quote, Chicago Tribune, December the 9th, 1950. Chicago Tribune wrote, and I quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that'd be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's Korean War. We backstabbed Chiang Kai-shek, Free Chinese, and cut him off from going from Taiwan or Formosa into Red China to take over Red China with 500,000 men to make Red China free again. State Department ordered the 7th Fleet to blockade that move to make sure that Chiang Kai-shek, Free China, would not retake Red China. Red China was to remain communist throughout the Korean War by design. As ordered by the Vatican, State Department complied. So while one side in Korea, our men, Army and Air Force, Army and Marines are fighting hoop, tooth, and nail against the North Koreans backed by the Chinese, at the same time, we're dying over there in Korea. It was planned to lose all along, and to make sure it lost, the State Department ordered our own troops, Navy, to block any reinforcements of 500,000 men. So that meant China would have been flanked to the east by 500,000 free Chinese that were really ticked off, motivated, and they would have taken over Red China and made it free again. We wouldn't have had the Cold War in the 1960s. We'd have won in Korea and made Korea free if it wasn't for popery. They did it in the Civil War. They did it in the Revolutionary War. They did it in every doggone war we've had, and they're doing it again today. This includes you, Knights of Malta, you liars, and includes you Freemasons that are at high level lying to your own people And you Rhodes scholars, you're a bunch of liars. You heard me right. And yet we still allow it. And these are Americans that you probably went to school with. Yeah. They don't tell you about this, do they? No. No, they don't. Because they're cowards too. And they're under a blood oath not to say a word. So when they're having your outdoor cooking barbecue, and you know he's a Rhodes Scholar, ask him about his blood oath. Watch him squirm. If you're out with Gerald Boykin and all those guys, ask him about the Knights of Malta blood oath they take that's linked up to the Jesuits. Find out what to make him squirm a little bit. Now, I don't think he's going to come back over for any more barbecue, but that'd be okay too. It's like old Donald Rumsfeld said one day, he was talking about the Iraq War. There's known knowns, and there are things we know that we know, and there's known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we know we don't know, but there's also unknown unknowns, and there are things we don't know we don't know, unquote. He said that in a press conference. Y'all just let it happen. And the ones at the top level just laugh. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to laugh now. But when God pulls the carpet, I guarantee you won't be laughing then. I can promise you that. God's letting it go as long as he can. As long as he wants. Excuse me. He's letting it go as long as he wants until the last person says, I accept Jesus as my Savior. And it's going to hit the fan. It won't be no laughing matter at the high level elite anymore. Not whatsoever. Not even a little bit. You see? I'll look at the future. I'll look at the reality. I don't have time for nonsense. And the American people being fed a lot of nonsense. And they're buying off of it because they're Democrat. Because they're Republican. Because they're libertarian, libertarian, vegetarian, whatever Aryan, ist, or crat, or ism it is. They got us all divided. Now, sometimes I do repeat myself on occasion. I do repeat myself on occasion. Because I want to reemphasize certain issues and points. And I know sometimes I might drive it in the ground. But if I don't repeat it, I don't know who's listening. And also, it reinforces what I've said before. Oh, looky here what I found. So the school district decision on religious holidays, of taking them off the map, and what happened at Columbus Day? The exact same thing. Seattle swaps Columbus Day for, quote, Indigenous Peoples Day. You see? Reduce national sovereignty. How much more blatant can you get? This is October the 12th, 2014. It's the same thing. You see what's happening here? We don't have much time, family. So in Seattle, it's no longer Columbus Day. Remember I was talking to you about Kosovo? I was there 5 years, right? Okay. So when they all moved in, the Albanians moved in, the Serbs hided it out because NATO ran them out of their homes. Now, they changed the statues, tore them down. They changed no longer Serbian holidays. And they had new heroes. Everything changed around. To reduce national sovereignty, you have to get rid of the rituals, the holidays, the statues. Everything's got to go. Have a whole new culture. Well, now it's starting in America. I mean, after all this time, we had Columbus Day. Now, Columbus was Illuminati. All right, he was a murderer. I'm sorry. He wasn't some famous or some brave, you know, adventurer. He knew exactly where he was going. He worked for Queen Isabella of Spain, which was Illuminati, up to their nose hairs, and the target was North American continent to bring the Illuminati over to begin the New Atlantis in the 1400s. That was the whole purpose all along. So because of his affiliation with the Illuminati, that day was called Columbus Day. We've always had Columbus Day. Personally, I don't care one way or the other. And I want to make sure you celebrate it because they give you a day off. Yes, okay, one whole day off to celebrate the Columbus. Yeah, to set up the New Atlantis and the invasion of the North American continent to subjugate the Indians and the Mexicans in their own land that were indigenous. Okay, finally I get to it. That was indigenous to this continent before a white man ever escaped from the death and destruction caused by the Vatican in Europe. You know, that's why a white man left. White man meaning your ancestors, white folk. Yeah, mine too. Because they were being murdered in Europe. Now that's a reason to leave. Because you're being murdered by the intolerant Roman Catholic dictators. 50 to 68 million people were slaughtered from 1200 AD to 1800 AD. So by 200 years or 300 years of this mass slaughter, don't you think you'd want to leave Europe? How do you get the Mexicans to move back into America? You set up the American dream, make conditions so bad in Mexico that they want to move up here and just pay anything to get out of there. Especially when the cartels, controlled by the Jesuits, are murdering your children in the discos, hanging people, and doing all this stuff. Man, I'm tired of this. We're getting out of here. Where are you going? America, man. America. We're going to America. What black folk did? We're going to America so we won't, Vatican won't kill us all. So the Indians are saying, all these people coming in to the North American continent. Family, that was by design. Now it's time to change over. And I say, and this is my final point here on this point. Now you all here in America, where your family now is raised here in America, and then you are Americans, and you're black, and you're white, depends on the amount of melanin in your skin. That's all it is. You're all cultures, which is what they planned all along. You're used to all these holidays. Now it's time to go with the New World Order. And what did Brooke Chisholm said? Reduce sovereignty. How to reduce sovereignty? How do you reduce sovereignty? You take away the patriotism that started in 1960. You destroy the family. That's what the same-sex marriage is all about. Not only that, but feminism, same-sex marriage. You destroy the country. That's a principle they started in the 1700s. You change the holidays. You make a tyrannical government. You see, this is all pre-planned at the Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, all this, man. So now they're really taking steps. That's my point. So now not only are they changing the holidays at this one school, which will go to the other schools too. Remember, it's Freemasons driven. School district decision on religious holidays changed 2015-16. No more. Then they got here in Columbus, Seattle, swapped Columbus Day for Indigenous Peoples Day. Now, I don't care either way. Personally, I could care less. But you see what it's doing? It's changing the culture right now. Oh, I'm not done. Minneapolis, April 27th, renamed Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. There's two. They're bringing back the sovereignty. Oh, look at here. Oh, I do declare. October the 13th, 2014, Columbus Day, name change possible for New Mexico. Oh, there's no conspiracy here. Again, understand, I don't care. Because the natives of America are indigenous. They were here first. Y'all seem to forget about that. You forget about the reservations and the slaughtered Indians and the measles put in the blankets to kill them off. And the Alamo was a false flag. Y'all forgot about that now. Yes, sir. It's all planned by the Fabians, those murderers. That's correct. The New Atlantis right here in America. The elite's playground. They think. But it ain't going to happen. But the Native American heritage, they were here first. I'm Scotch-Irish. You understand? I'm a white boy. I'm a cracker. No cheese in the middle here. But all that I don't care about. That my soul is with Jesus. That's all I care about. But America was helped by the Indians and the Mexicans before white men ever came here. But white man was escaping murder by the Vatican by design to get them to move. The Mexicans to leave Mexico because they're getting slaughtered over the decades and decades to move to America. They made America look like we are the wow, you know, you get to really move along and you can make money. So everybody come on over. So you'll intermingle, intermarry. And this is what America's for. And they accomplished that and reported it October 2013, in National Geographic. Look it up right now. Changing face of America. Intermingle all the races into one. And that's been a plan since 1200 A.D. till now. First culture, indigenous, was Indians and Mexicans. They lived here all along, ever since the days of Noah. By the way, the Indians and the Mexicans, they'd be in the bloodline of Shem. So if you white folk got a problem with that, because Jesus Christ comes from the bloodline of Shem. So you Christian identity, white folk out there, you got a problem with that? That's your problem. Because Jesus Christ comes from the bloodline of Middle Easterners. Bronze skin, by the way. Not blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian. That ain't Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't have a problem with that. Just a matter of melanin. Because your soul is not made of melanin. Your soul is made of either heaven or hell. You're either connected to Jesus Christ or you're not. It's called the wheat and tares. That's what it's all about. Yep, anyway. So they're changing Columbus Day. They're changing the calendar to holidays. It falls right in line with the agenda of reducing national sovereignty. October 13th, 2014, quote, instead of Columbus Day, some U.S. cities celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. There's another article. Now everybody's going to start doing it. This is by design. Put out to every state to start doing it. You see? They're going to sneak up on you. You got New Mexico. You got Seattle. You got Minneapolis. You got this other school that's changing the holidays next year. And y'all out there is confused about it. I'm trying to bring it together so you can see the big picture. And they got to control the religion. Baptist school threatened. Stop prayer or you can't host a wedding wrestling tournament. What kind of mess is that? It's called control the religion, leading you to the New Age movement. Now, this one sixth grade school, I probably shouldn't even mention this on the air, but now I got to. The sixth grade school. These people are sick. Like that one in Rosemont that had the students kiss their parents when they were blindfolded and guess who kissed them and it was a parent. That was in Rosemont, Minneapolis or Minnesota. Oh my gosh. Common Core, sixth graders are taught how to use a strap-on dildo in a school. And there's pictures of this teacher teaching them how to use it. Sixth graders. Now, if one of the sixth graders or somebody texts a parent, you know that parent's coming to take them out of that school right quick. Joycelyn Elders, back in 1990, said, and I quote, "Give me the choice of trying to educate a three-year-old about sex or trying to educate an 18-year-old, I'll take the three-year-old anytime." Joycelyn Elders, Clinton's choice for U.S. Surgeon General. She also said, quote, "We need to speak out to tell people that sex is good, sex is wonderful. It's normal part and healthy part of our being, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual." Roberta Auchenberg, 1990s, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, picked by the Clinton administration, said, and I quote, "Do we want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children?" Unquote. And you Republicans, you're no better. Your Republican side, working with the Democrat side, you Republicans plan the wars to kill our sons and daughters. And you Democrats on the high-level side, you plan the socialist, Marxist agenda to destroy this country, to bring it to a new world order. Both of you, shame on you. Martin Luther King figured this out. Martin Luther King knew. That's why they had to assassinate him, because he was causing things to happen against them. He said a very simple quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. JFK also had a speech, which goes pretty long, actually, that warns us about this. And now they say, in Dragon, some guy says, "Muslims, not Columbus, discovered America." Here we go. You know? And then you're trying to fake people coming back from the dead. Quote, it's too funny. "Pronounced dead, 91-year-old Polish woman awakens." after a bunch of hours. "Family, when Lazarus died, Jesus purposely waited 4 days. Now, if they're dead, really dead, and when they're actually really dead, they have something called rigor mortis. Yeah, you know. And the person is just as stiff as a board and smells like pure Dickens. Okay, so Jesus waited until Lazarus was fully dead that nobody could say, well, he's just maybe knocked out. Not, this is pathetic. When they put these things in the paper, man comes from the dead. He was 12 hours dead and he rose from the dead. Give me a break. They got the image of Virgin Mary grows on a tree in Iowa. Wow. Remember that one of Jesus and a grilled cheese sandwich? They sold that for $20,000 on eBay. They put it in a little case. Man, when are people going to wake up? Polish woman miraculously rises from the dead after 11 hours in the morgue. I guess they got a little cold for her. I don't know. Don't you wake up when you get too cold? I do sometimes. And then you had, where was that thing? Picture of Jesus on somebody's sandwich. It was another one. It's not the same one. It's a different one. There was a, I don't have it here in front of me. Well, I can't find it right now, but they had another one recently with a picture of Jesus on some kind of bread or something. I mean, and then the guy took pictures of it and made big to-do over it. Family, what are people doing? What's going on here, you know? Oh, here we go. Anonymous seizes a KKK Twitter account over Ferguson threat. See, there it is. They just keep pushing the button, man. Pushing the button. Reagan and Bush also acted alone to shield immigrants. Anyway, we're coming. Oh, we're already there. Wow, what happened? So we're coming into the program. Oh, a study suggests a genetic link for male homosexuality. Now, I've explained in my Bible studies about homosexuality, and it is not a genetic link. Man, they went crazy on these news. Oh, my gosh. You hear about Charles Manson, 80 years old, marries a 26-year-old out of prison. He got married to a 26-year-old, 80-year-old Manson. Oh, Manson's the middle of the way. He is given a cell phone, which has been taken away more than once. Manson has been coordinating the street gangs, Christian Identity, other KKK and so forth. Manson is orchestrating from prison as he's channeled. The Sharon Tate murders was his initiation for a Luciferian agenda. That was his sacrifice, was Sharon Tate's sacrifice, ritual satanic sacrifice, was to get him indwelled with a demonic spirit from then on. That was his ritual, was Sharon Tate murders. He was indwelled, and he's the one that channels a specific fallen angel. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. He's the one setting up Helter Skelter that's to take place in the United States at some future date. They've removed like 4 cell phones from him. Some groups are getting away from him, and other groups are bringing it to him. I'll have more news for you tomorrow. Break it down for you, what's really going on. And I got some serious ones tomorrow also. Your energy drinks can be deadly for young children. They're finally telling you about that. Oh, there it is. Jesus makes an appearance on chicken. Somebody's getting ready. What is wrong with people today? Yeah, he made an appearance on chicken. Now they got a picture of it. And the guy put it in some kind of container. Lord have mercy. This world done gone crazy. Family, I'll see y'all tonight. Bible study. Jesus on the chicken. And Mary on the tree in Iowa. Oh, my gosh. What's this world coming to? What are they going to do when they see him in the clouds? It'll be too late. I got a website, watchmenforjesus.com. And I got a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. And after I've reloaded my website, my broadcast stream, I got a 24-hour loop. We're also played at highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. He plays this randomly on his network in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Family, I know today I shotgunned you. I hit you with a lot of things at one time. I didn't stay on one issue today on purpose. I want you to get a shotgun view of how the news is actually reflecting what's really going on today. Tomorrow I want to be more focused on a specific subject or matter. And we'll talk about that tomorrow as the Lord leads me. But today was to be shotgunned. It was just to cover the news and show you how it all fits into place under this one conspiracy. So y'all have a good night. And God bless y'all. Look to the heavens through Jesus Christ, because he's the only one. And his word is found in the King James Bible. And there is no other. There are no others. Family, this is coming to a head. And that's the other purpose of today, was to show you that they're revealing their secrets now to you. Because that means they're getting ready to go to another dialectic of control. We're very close to the New World Order. Get close to Jesus Christ. Stop messing around. That's between you and him and nobody else. Y'all have a good night, and God bless every one of you. And those that come to my Bible study, you're welcome. 8 o'clock to 9 Eastern Standard Time tonight or tomorrow, broadcast 4 to 6. Have a good night. God bless. This is your watchman, Thomas Gamble, signing off.
Spirit and sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Heaven's gates are open.